VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Sudan has its third leader in less than a week following the military's overthrow of longtime President Omar al-Bashir. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Yet another army commander promising victorious and jubilant protesters that there will be a civilian government to follow three decades of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. Still, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan Abdel Rahman says the transition could take up to 2 years. And the crowds on Khartoum's streets are impatient for change and an end to rule by men in fatigues. Al-Bashir was arrested on Thursday after 4 months of protests over rising food prices, high unemployment and growing repression.
Sudan's defense minister said a transitional military council will run the government for the next 2 years. The deputy leader of the Islamic State group in Somalia has been killed in an airstrike. That report from a Somali regional minister telling VOA that the airstrike that killed Abdi Hakim Mohamed Ibrahim took place Sunday between the villages of Hol Anod and Hiriro. He said the strike hit the vehicle and that that Ibrahim and another passenger were traveling in the vehicle was burned. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Sunday defended President Trump against accusations that he was inciting violence against a Muslim congresswoman after the president tweeted a video of her spliced with footage of the 9/11 attacks. Ilhan Omar is a Democratic lawmaker from Minnesota. She's been at the center of an escalating fight following a speech she made about Islamophobia, in which she was accused by conservatives of downplaying the deadliest attacks on U.S. soil by characterizing the event as some people did something. This is VOA News. The next chapter in the extradition battle over WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange could involve competing claims, that is, from both the United States and Sweden, which may want him on charges of sexual misconduct. Assange's lawyer Jennifer Robinson said she would only agree to the Swedish option. She says her client's rights would be compromised in the United States.
He's embarrassed the U.S. military-industrial complex. He's embarrassed the CIA. We've had the director of the CIA call him a hostile non-state intelligence agency and saying that he ought to be prosecuted. We want to take WikiLeaks down and he ought not benefit from First Amendment protections.
Dozens of members of the British Parliament have signed a letter urging the Home Secretary that if there are indeed competing extradition requests, that they send Assange to Sweden. Assange was arrested on Thursday when police took him from Ecuador's embassy in London. Ecuador had given its permission for the arrest. Assange had taken refuge in the embassy almost 7 years ago. The White House on Sunday, echoing President Trump, said sending undocumented migrants to U.S. cities that have protected them from deportation remains a possibility, even though government agencies have said it would be impractical and there is no money allocated to do it. The Trump administration saying that controversial sanctuary cities plan is not the ideal situation. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Although the idea of sending immigrants from the border to sanctuary cities is being considered, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says that's just one of the options being reviewed.
The ideal solution is real simple. It's for Congress, particularly Democrats in Congress, to sit down with the president, do their jobs.
But Democratic Congressman Benny Thompson, who chairs the Homeland Security Committee, says he's prepared to discuss border security with someone in a leadership position from the Department of Homeland Security.
We have 8 senior vacancies at the department, so we're kind of in a rudderless situation.
Both Sanders and Thompson spoke on ABC's This Week. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Finland's leftist Social Democrats won first place in advance voting ahead of Sunday's parliamentary election with 18.9% of the votes, after almost 36% of the ballots had been counted. The center-right National Coalition of the outgoing finance minister came in second with about 17% of the advance ballots. The center party of the outgoing prime minister scored third with about 15%, and the nationalist True Finns party came in fourth with 15.1% of the vote. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.